If you quickly review man's last 5,000 plus years here on earth, you'll notice one thing. Man has always spent all its time searching for money, riches, wealth. If I could ask you to please turn over to 1 Timothy 6. We'll begin in verse 6. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 6. So the theory goes, as soon as you have to flip to it up here by yourself, you can never find it. 1 Timothy 6, and we'll pick it up in verse 6. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. My old boss used to always tell me, there's no U-Hauls to heaven. You got to spend your money now and enjoy life right now. Well, I'm not sure if he got this from here, but yes, you can't take it with you. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into contentment and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. And then over in 17 it says, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertainty, riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. If you go through the Bible, you'll notice that there are a lot of extremes in the characters or the people that lived in the olden times. They were either very poor or very rich. A lot of the examples has the folks being extremely rich, and obviously the first comes to mind is King Solomon. King Solomon, as we know, asked for wisdom and the ability to judge, and God blessed him and said, you will be the richest man ever to live, the richest man currently, and the richest man forever. So you can't become richer than King Solomon. So I have an expectation there. And no, I've never won the lottery, even though I don't play, but someone could give me a ticket, right? We've all thought it. But what is the wealth and nobility of today? This is kind of interesting. So the richest king or nobility is Sheikh Ahmed bin Said Al-Kahoum. And I butchered that, but you get the point. Of the United Arab Emirates, he's worth $32 billion. For a king, that's not bad. Queen Elizabeth II, how much money does she have? Well, obviously, we all know that they hide everything, but what we've known is she's worth about $500 million. That's a lot of money. What about Albert II, Prince of Monaco? He's worth $1 billion and made it off casinos. But does anyone know who his mom is? Prince Grace Kelly, the famous movie star. She, I guess, gave up back in the 1950s, gave up her life of fame and married a pretty ugly guy. So he was worth billions. She was gorgeous. They got married in 1956. She lived until 1982 when she died. But anyhow, so there's a chance for ugly people to get good wives. You just got to have $1 billion. But anyhow, if you look over the wealth of the world, where it's at, Qatar has $1 trillion in its fund right now. So a lot of wealth. That's as a whole. You'll notice one thing throughout all of it. It all comes from the earth. Diamonds, jewels, oil, agricultural, natural gas. It all comes from God. Well, I have just two quick points today. The first point is, man has achieved wealth. We've searched it. We've got it. In my very lengthy every country and how much it makes and all that, and believe me, I'm not going to bore you through it, but America, we are less than 5% of the world's population. But yet we control 26% of the world's wealth. So we don't have that many people, but we are extremely wealthy. And of course, being where I'm at, I always have to bring up Mexico. So Mexico has 1.6% of the world's wealth, and they have 1.4% population. So not bad. Actually, that's really skewed because one man has about half of that, and the rest of the people live dirt poor. And then, of course, our brothers over in the United Kingdom, they have 0.96% of the world's population, so about 60 million people. They control 4.7% of the world's wealth. So you can see we have a tremendous amount of money here. The average adult here in this country has $200,000 worth of wealth. And we know we have a lot of billionaires here in America. That makes up for us, right? So anyhow, and then these punk millennials come along and they say, forget this earth. We're not doing any of that. We're going to go digital. So what do they create? This thing called bitcoins, cryptocurrencies, which they just made up. And I kind of laughed last week when China says, if you do any cryptocurrencies in our country, we will squash it. So I watched them drop by about $30 billion. And knowing some traders, I kindly chuckled. But anyhow, so they came up with their own currency that is literally fictitious. The CEO and chairman of JP Morgan Chase said that if he caught anyone at his company trading bitcoins, he would fire them because they're stupid, unquote. So that's how I guess us older folks don't care so much for the millennials. My whole bank is going through a huge thing where we're trying to woo the millennials, and they're forcing me to listen to these millennial seminars and how great the millennials are. So every time I get an opportunity to kind of jab it at them, I do. Anyhow, if I can ask you to turn over to Revelation 3, please. Revelation 3. We know this scripture very well. I won't go through it. It's just Revelation 3 and 17. This is the Laodicean generation talking about the churches, where it says, verse 17, because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Well, look around. People have thrown God out left and right. They don't want God in their life. And actually, we heard this before, that in Europe, it's 10 times worse than here. We still have, we hold on to God just a little bit here in this country. Over there, everything is negative. One, you don't even talk about God in public at all. You're just weird if you do. So at least here in America, we haven't gotten to that level yet. Although I come from Chicago, where I didn't mention the word prayer or blessed at work ever, ever. And I didn't mention that I couldn't stand Obama. But anyhow, I kept it to myself completely. And down here, you know, I walk around, they're like, oh, you're not feeling well, I'll pray for you. So that makes me feel a lot better. We don't have to turn there, but we know that money corrupts people. So why am I talking about money and wealth on the trumpets, which is a day which we will get that message later. 1 Corinthians 15:51 says, for the trumpet will sound, the dead will rise, incorruptible. Money corrupts humans. It just does. That's why God has graciously blessed us to never give us more than what we need. Some of us, he doesn't give much to at all, but he blesses us in other ways, which we all have different types of blessings. But point number two, really quick, it's the world tomorrow will look very different than today. And the world tomorrow, when your neighbor doesn't have any food and you have an abundance, you'll share. And you won't have to worry about ramifications of whatever. And today, a good Samaritan can't do much because they'll be punished for it. We were just talking about that. You you people do good things, and it almost never ends very well for them, very seldom. But in the world tomorrow, nation will look out after nation, because we'll all be working towards God. Right now, we know that this world, God is not calling them out of the world. He's not calling everyone. He's only called a few, and he's only working with a few. And only a few in this world have been blessed. I feel tremendous blessings from God. And we are here today with God here watching us, and you have to believe God is very happy that we are here. So, in conclusion, the words of the Bible are true and pure, and they show us what lies ahead for us, what this day represents. And it is an exciting day. Today, the Day of Trumpets, is very symbolic. The day Christ returns and the world starts. The world tomorrow will start. I have a horrible imagination, but I cannot imagine what it will be like. But I look around and see the horror in today's world, and I know it'll be so much better than what we have right now. Men will not look out to kill each other, all for that black slime in the ground called oil. They will not, nation will not rise against other nations to try to capture the resources. They won't pillage others just to obtain more for themselves. Neighbors truly will look out for one another, and they truly will love one another. The world's wealth will be no more, and the focus of all of us will be on God instead of how we can become rich.